Okay, on Tuesday, Catherine Kirkpatrick Boss, who was the board member at the Illinois Blockchain Association, came on, speaking about some of her objections to a bill that passed through the Senate, our state Senate, about trying to regulate a lot more the digital currency industry, the blockchain industry. Very respectful. She had some arguments, and she liked some of the things in the bill, pointed out some things she didn't like. And in the interest of fairness, we wanted to get State Senator Mark Walker on. It is his bill. Senator Walker, thanks for joining us here on the program on WGN.
No, it's my pleasure. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a general question about blockchain technology because, boy, it is hard for me to wrap my head around it. You know, the differences between the meme coins and the actual technology. And how hard is that as a legislator for you to not, I'm not saying just you, understand it, but to then turn around, get people together in a room and try and hammer out legislation on something that is just not all that easy to grasp?
It is very complex, and it is very fluid. It's constantly changing. But the way I deal with it is that I have a history in the financial community, and I've seen successes and scams that I'm familiar with that just happen to be associated with the blockchain cryptocurrency right now. It's not that the cryptocurrency is itself a scam, but it attracts scammers.
Right.
Because it operates really quickly, it is anonymous, and you can abuse someone or take their money and then be out of town before anyone can catch you.
Right. And I think that we've all seen stories of that or talked about these meme coins that go up so fast in cost, and then the rug gets pulled underneath from people, and there's one person standing at the end with a lot of money and a lot of people without it. The blockchain technology is also used in many other ways besides meme coins as well. Is it
exactly right?
Is it hard to kind of... Go ahead.
I'll try right now. No, blockchain is a fairly established and old technology that was there before cryptocurrency was invented.
Right.
I've used it myself in business. It's the idea that there are multiple people in a network that each have control over transactions in the network and can track them. People use it to do inventory systems. People use it to manage, for instance, distribution and trucks and all kinds of things. The issue is not too hard to explain if you get it down to people that, think people are familiar with. I find blockchain industry to be a really exciting industry, and it is growing. And I want it to continue to grow. My position on this has been that if the blockchain industry itself keeps getting abused by people that use it for scams, it's going to limit their ability to grow because the public is going to never get the level of, trust and credibility that they really need to grow.
So what's at the crux of the legislation? Is it just at a very basic level asking these companies to identify themselves, register with the state, so at least we can start tracking who is doing this sort of business in the state of Illinois?
Yeah, it begins there. One of the things about crypto, which is why they call themselves that, is they wanted to be secret. And they wanted to avoid anyone being involved with them. The problem with that is when people do get ripped off, we can't find them. So if you're going to do business in that space in Illinois, we ask that you identify yourself to begin with. Number two, it's like a business registration. Number two, we further ask that you develop some level of fraud control or identification control, as banks are developing now and others have. And some of the best companies have them already. So we're trying to establish a baseline where you develop and use your own fraud control software within your offer to the public. And there are some other things as well, but it's the kind of things that banks know how to do, insurance companies know how to do, and the crypto industry, being a new industry, is developing.
Is this why
we're going to just look that they have it?
Is the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation poised and ready to be able to tackle this?
They are poised. They are ready. One thing we decided to do was take this in a very, very slow ramp up. The real piece in this legislation don't even occur until 2027. So it's going to be a slow ramp up, and they have a small team that has expertise in this, and they're going to grow during that time frame from just two extra people to maybe 10, 2 years from now. But the thing that makes it, why we put it there and not in some other department, is that many of the scams that occur are actually old bank scams that were just using different technology.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, you know, the rug pull is simply the pump and dump scheme that came out of, came out of the silver market, or came out of what the SEC now controls in stocks. So it's not that there's anything wrong with blockchain, and I really want them to grow. It's just that people have been abusing them that are not the blockchain companies themselves. So we're going to require them to build their own self-protection devices.
The Illinois Blockchain Association, one of their objections was just this idea that this is modeled perhaps after some legislation out of New York, and that really stymied new growth in New York State around blockchain technology, that if there's going to be regulations, okay, there's some need for some, but if you go too far, why stay in Illinois? Or do you have any fear that other companies will leave states, the state?
I mean, that's a real fear, and I really appreciate that. That's why our legislation is so modest. The other thing is, because of the Blockchain Association themselves, we changed the bill in six factors to try and make exemptions to the areas of their industry they really don't want touched. And we're still trying to sort that out, because we don't intend to touch the areas that are valuable, and we don't intend to touch all of the uses of blockchain that have nothing to do with cryptocurrency, for instance. But it's been a struggle to really define it so that people get less frightened about it.
I think what makes this where the rubber meets the road is what cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, it aims to kind of be this independent, regardless of government entity that kind of operates outside of it. But at the end of the day, if they're doing commerce in a state and in a country, you're going to have to be involved in somewhat in the apparatus of the way the state operates. And that's always going to cause friction between government and an entity like these.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I would go further and say, it's like when we were dealing with insurance and they had all this problem with pre-existing conditions. I once told some insurance executives, if you don't fix this, someone is going to have to, because the public is going to lose faith in you. And I kind of view this similarly. If they don't fix some of these problems, they're never going to get as big as they want to be. And they will have the power to fix them, because they're very clever, sophisticated people.
So you say that the regulations can actually help the industry in the long run?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That is my goal.
In fact, I will say, Catherine, on the board member, she did say they've been calling for some regulation. They want some of that. I think the legitimacy that regulation offers them is a positive step. Senator Walker, we could talk about this for a while, but we are out of time. I just wanted to give you your perspective on the air, and I appreciate you providing it to us.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. You represent some part of the Northwest suburbs. Shout out to Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights, the home of the Bears.
Oh, hey now. My brother, and home to my brother. He's a fire lieutenant there. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I probably know him.
You probably do. Say hi to Drew for me, okay?
I will.
That's Senator Mark Walker.